This is Reno's Morning News with Ross and Monica on News Talk 780 KOH. Today's Newsmaker segment is presented by the Diamond Vault. We sell diamonds for less. Why? So you can hear her say yes.
KOH News Time, 848. Good morning. I'm Monica Jay.
I'm Landon Miller in for Ross Mitchell.
And he is David Blanchard. Now, David started, he is the founder, president, and CEO of the Badge of Honor Memorial Foundation. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Well. How are you doing?
We're doing well. We're working through Police Week, and it's been a long week.
You know, this whole thing, you know, Veterans Day one day, Memorial Day one day, and Police Week. This is something that I think we need to stop and honor the men and women in uniform just every day. You know, for what they do, our law enforcement, whether it be NHP or Reno, Sparks, you know, police, the sheriff's department, these people, these men and women get up every single day and put on that uniform and know that that could be their last day. And that's just, not everybody can do that.
Mm-hmm. And that is correct. It's, on average, there's a law enforcement officer killed every 48 hours in the United States, and you know they don't you put your hand on the door and you don't know if you're coming back that night or not, and it's a job that's dangerous, and you never know. Like I said, you never know if you're coming home that evening. The reason we exist, if you will, is to support those departments that have never lost an officer. And there are a million cops in 20,000 departments. 80% have less than 50 sworn, which is a lot of the departments in Nevada. And the reality is, we've been doing this for 10 years, and the reality is 80%+ of those departments that lose an officer during the year have never had an officer killed. So the problem is there's a lot of money available from the from an agency of the Department of Justice. It's $330,000 tax-free, and then Nevada matches some of the money, some monies, and you get some education of availabilities and workers' compensation and health care. But if you don't go after the money, because there's a time involvement here, 12 months, and if you don't go after the funds, you won't get the funds. And once again, as I said a second ago, most of the cops that are killed in these small departments that have never had a cop down, so they don't know what to do.
Well, and I mean, you look at family and friends and your coworkers, and you're grieving at that time.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And it's the worst time to start looking around. And we started this whole thing got started as a result of 9/11. I saw the second plane hit. I was downtown. And very quickly after that, it was established that the survivors, the 388 cops, firefighters, and 33 cops that were, you know, killed in the towers, they were going to get, substantial amounts of money. I think the final number was over $2 million. And friends of mine that would be out in, Reno, Nevada, for example, is actually a case where they said, well, what do we get? And, you know, my guy's driving, and he pulls a guy over, and he gets shot dead. And nobody had an answer. And I started checking around, and friends of mine, Tommy Scott, who at the time was the president of the Detectives Endowment Association in New York City, he said, well, there is some money, Dave. And nobody knew how much it was, and we spent a year trying to get all the numbers together, and then we actually launched the foundation in 2003, and we've been servicing law enforcement across the U.S. since then. And we cover police, firefighters, corrections, anybody who carries a gun. Basically, they're called sworn officers. And it's our great pleasure to be able to honor the fallen officers.
That is incredible. I mean, yeah, when is the federal government going to stand up and say, oh, well, we have money for you. You know, take it.
Well, but they're actually one of the better agencies, if you will, because they want to pay. It's just, you know, there's a lot of paperwork that you can imagine, going after a sizable chunk of funds. And if you think about the fact that the average cop's less than 30 years old with a couple kids and, you know, really does live in a trailer down by the river, so to speak, and maybe not in Nevada by the river, but they don't live high in the hog, as we would say in Texas. It's they're just eking by, and, you know, a lot of people think the cops make a lot of money, but they really don't. In a lot of smaller towns, you know, we know this because we see this information in some of the major information rags we get that has jobs. And we were looking at an apartment recently that, you know, was $12.50 starting.
Yeah.
You know, which is only a couple dollars above the minimum wage for a job that you can, you know, be killed in 2 seconds.
You know, maybe that's what they should look at for raising the minimum wage. Just get our law enforcement up to $15 an hour or something like that. But
well, even that's think about that number. That's still, you know,
that's still pretty low.
That's still, you know, if you got a family and a couple of kids, that's barely above the poverty level.
Well, we need to wrap it up here, but I know that you also have individual supporters and people can help the Badge of
Absolutely.
Honor
Memorial. Yeah, if you'd like to find out more about us and make a donation, please go to bohmflikefrank.org. That's bohmf.org. Or go to Facebook, the Badge of Honor Memorial Foundation likes on Facebook. There's a donation tab there. We are a volunteer organization. Nobody takes a salary, including me, except for our communications person who works very, very hard. And we think that if you're looking to help an organization out, ours is definitely one of them. As a volunteer organization, we're always looking to expand what we do and reach more people and train more departments. And I'd like to make a personal shout out to my friend Steve Brennan, who is sick and a supporter of ours in Reno. Hi, Steve. Hope you're feeling better. Monica, thank you very much.
David, thank you for having the wherewithal to actually get this Memorial Foundation started. And we wish the best to Steve Brennan and all of the people that you help support and get this information to. It's crucial for the families to move on.
Well, thank you very much for the time. I look forward to meeting you people next time on Mount Reno.
On air, online, on demand. News Talk 780 KOH.